Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parashas Miketz, which this year, as virtually every year, is also Shabbos Chanukah, but this year, in addition, it's Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, an extraordinary opportunity of Taisis Kedusha, of a Gevaldig day of Kedusha, which hopefully we'll all use in the proper way. Of course, our minds are on Chanukah. Let me share with you a couple of thoughts. One of the striking things about the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan is that it doesn't really say that it's a mitzvah to light the menorah. Those who say Abaye have a mitzvah to say the Hagemara that appears in the Siddur in Karbanis will see that in the order of the Avodah, there was Hatovas Chamish Neiris, Kedemis Adam Atovid, Kedem Latovas Shnei Neiris. Doesn't even mention the lighting. It mentions Hatovah, the preparation. And I believe we spoke about this in previous years, that the Rambam Taka says, the mitzvah is Yarachai, say Aaron Ovana. Yarachai said that the menorah should be set up. The setting up is the mitzvah. Of course, you have to light the menorah, but that's kasher bazar. That's not the avodah. It's kasher bazar the menorah. The avodah of the menorah, the mitzvah is to prepare it. Then it has to be lit. You're preparing for lighting. Obviously, it has to be lit. But in the minyan mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the preparation of the neiris, calling done by a kohen. The lighting is kasher bazar. This is something we mentioned in the past. Talei davar hu seems to be a little strange. I want to share with you a thought that Reb Aaron, in the Mishnas Reb Aaron, Chelek Gimel, page Kuv Dalid, brings in the name of the Gaon. Chazal tell us that Ein Olam Miskayim Ela Mehevel Pien Shaltinekah Shel Beis Rabban. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates Amud Beis says, the world is Miskayim Beikar from the Torah of children. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Di Dividi Dachmai. You and I, we don't count? Amalei, ein edem mehevel sheyesh becheit lehevel sheim becheit. Still, the hevel piyam of tenekesh of Beis Rabban of children, some means children under 13, that's hevel sheim becheit, that's even greater. Tzarechian, lechaira, that's a steer to an old rule. We have a rule. God la mitzvah v'aisam and mishayna mitzvah v'aisam. That somebody was commanded, his kiyum mitzvah is greater than someone who's not commanded. Ketanim are not commanded. So how could it be, if they're not commanded in the mitzvah, how could it be that the hevel piyum is greater? Ramayan brings b'shem Agra that kiyum ha'olam doesn't need kiyum mitzvahs, Talmud Torah. Of course, kiyum mitzvahs is when this world is obligated to keep all the mitzvahs. But the Kiyam Ha'olam doesn't require it being a mitzvah. The Kiyam mitzvah needs the Talmud Torah. Yeah, Mishnah, this Nishta mitzvah, it doesn't matter. You have to be learning Torah B'Payel. The Liman Aktanim is Takanat a mitzvah. But the Kiyam Ha'olam is the Torah Asula Ona mitzvah. When I heard this, I thought, I have a riot to it. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel, says, Akum Shalom et Torah, Hariyuka Kayan Gabel. A guy who learns Torah, Tosafot says it means the Torah of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Hariyuka Kayan Gabel. But certainly a guy is not Mechiyah the Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. What's the big Maila? Akum Shalom et Torah. Teretz is that there's Taka Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but there's the Etzem Delimara Torah, Ona Mitzvah, which is the Kiyam Ha'ilam. The menorah is dachmeramis to limanat Torah. The menorah is meramis to it. The R of the menorah is the R of Torah. The prachim on the flowers on the menorah are meramis to the pilpul shel Torah. And that's the idea of the menorah opposite the shulchan. The menorah was on the south side. So he writes lahachim. Yadrim, Yadam Shemesh, towards the southern direction, slightly towards the southern direction, then it's a kiyum for Chachmas HaTorah. So on a mitzvah. Yeah, on a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hachana. The mitzvah is setting it up. The mitzvah is being ma'azik tam lime day tire. And by the mitzvah to learn. But the pool of the mitzvah, the oiftu of the mitzvah, what the Torah does in this world, it's not totally in it being a mitzvah. It's the etzem, limud ha-Torah, that's a kiyum. The gemalding merum is, as far as from Rav Aaron, in hadlokas ha-ner. Moving on to a second thought. On Chanukah we say, Raftos, Rivam, Dantos, Dinam, Nakamtos, Nekmasam. We say, you know, in Isim Hashem, you fought the battle of Klal Yisrael of that generation. You judged their judgment. You took their revenge. On Purim, in the Brachi after the Megillah, we say, Haravis Rivenu, Hadonis Dinenu, Hanaikim is Tikposenu. The same three expressions of Riv, Din, and Nakama. However, there we say it differently. We say a Peloshon Hoiva, in a language of a constant Ravis Rivenu, Hashem is fighting our battles. On Chanukah, we say a Peloshon Hoiva, Ravtos, Rivam, Dantos, Dinam, we say it in Lashon Avar. Why Chanukah is Lashon Avar and Purim is Lashon Hoiva? He's a beer. So the simplest beer is that on Chanukah, it's part of Maidim. Maidim is Haidah, is giving thanks. You give thanks for what took place in the past. That's Haidah, that's what it means. You thank Hashem for what you received. Haidah, halo avar. So we say, Rafta as Rivam, Danta as Dinam. Mashenkin a bracha. And Purim is part of a bracha. A bracha is said, Beloshin, a bracha, Berchus Haidah, is said, Beloshin Haiva. We say, Pekeach Ivrim. We say Malbi Sharum, we say Lashon Haiva, even Brachsin Ahenim, we say Bay Raimi, name is Einais. Then we say a Lashon of Hamaiti Lachim in Arat, Lashon of Haiva. And therefore, in the Bracha, it's Lashon Haiva. However, in the Haidah and the Avar, there, of course, it's the Lashon Avar. The Srafta Srivam, Danta Stinam, by Naidulacha, which is Al Nisim. And it's the Lashon Haiva on Purim, which is B'nusach HaBracha. But the follow-up to that is, Hagufa Kasha. Why in Chanukah did they set up a Lashon if you want to give thanks for Rav, Don, and the Kama, why there is it set up a Lashon Avar in the Bracha Vaidah? And why here is it in the Bracha, which is said after the Megillah? Chazak could have made a Bracha after Adlok his neighbors and set such a Lashon. Why here one way and here one way? Hagufa Tzarechbi. So maybe that the Eimek HaDavar is this. Purim is a Melchama with Amalek. Melchama LaHashem BaAmalek MiDardar. The Melchama is Amalek never ends. HaRavas Rivenu, HaDonis Dineinu, HaNeikim Isnikloseinu. It's a Melchama with Edom, with Amalek, which will last until Atchiyeh HaKisei Shalem, until Mashiach will come, and the last remnant of Amalek will disappear. Until then, we suffer. We suffer today from those who hate us just because they hate us for no other reason. That's the Amalek of the world. Haravas Rivenu, it's constant. The Chiddush is in the Muhammad with Yavan. Now, don't get me wrong, they are Misyavnim. Misyavnim are people who take the wisdom of Yavan and they give it precedence, Chas V'Shalom, to the Torah Kedosh. And then we want to fight all the time. But Yavan, the idea of the wisdom of Yavan, is not something that's treif legamri. The Torah says, Yavta lakim liyafes, v'yishkain v'alei shein. The Gemara in Megillah, notice it's a Gemara, says that Yavanis can be yishkain v'alei shein. When it's v'alei shein, if you write a sefer Torah, Yavanis is better than in other languages, because Yavanis has a maila. The Rambam, in the list, I believe it's the last three prakim of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. He talks about the astronomy of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And he ends by writing that the Sifrei Yisrael on this topic, Nevdu Mimenu, we don't have. And therefore the explanation of the astronomy I took from the Sifrei Yavan, from the Greek Svarim, the Metzias HaDvarim I took from there. Mamish, the fact that some Yavanish Svarim could be a Rambam, it's a kiyum of the pasuk for yishkan ba'alei shem. That chasam al chachmas yavan could be yishkan ba'alei shem. So therefore, it's raftas rivam. It's not a Muhammad Liyavan Dar Dar. Now, of course, there are people who are Messiavdin, who corrupt the idea of Yishkan Baal Eshay. But those who understand that the Chachma, Yavanasika Chachma, Navanas Ha'ilam, Navanas Ha'teva, is somebody that could be used in the service of Torah, so that's constant. So there we say, Raftas Rivam, Dantas Dinam, a corrupted time, that we did that. So, one Machshava, Lagabe, the Torah of Hanukkah, one Machshava, Lagabe, the Yavan of Hanukkah. Let me end with something I just heard from Rav Shlomo Sinneman. He said he heard himself, he was about to be on it, in Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago. And he heard one of the Gedalias, I'm forgetting, it's the Amshinov Harav. He said, Shem Amshinov Harav. He said the following. He said, Hanukkah, we say praise for Nisan. It's a sorrow when you say praise in Nisan. You praise Hashem when he does miracles for you. Most of the time, he doesn't do miracles for you. There's so much in the Holy Yelich of the world that we yell thanks for. It's a sorrow. It's not that. We have to give thanks, but. He said, that's why we have 8 days of Hanukkah. Why do we have 8 days? The reason we have 8 days is one is for the Teva. We thank Hashem for the Teva. And then for 7 days, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisan. But we have to thank Hashem for the whole Chelech of life, even as we thank Him for the unusual Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us at that one time. So that's the Pshat, B'nei Dino Yemei Shemayna. So it's a kasha, basically it's a kasha. Why are there 8 days? Why do we have 8 days? We should only have 7 days. But one day, b'nei b'na yimei shmaina, I'm a fashteit, fashteitment, that it's there, so we should give thanks for everything. Giving thanks for everything, you have to be b'nei b'na, you have to be a b'amadrega to understand the chashivas of it. Sadly, most of us don't remember to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for all the tukteglach, the daily things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that may not be. And with that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful, meaningful mishmar on Hanukkah is dacha, and the most chashuv a mishmar that could be, and certainly a Hiligah Shabbos or a Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Hanukkah Shabbos. May it be an extraordinary time of Aliyah for one and all.